Budget Review, brought to you by KPMG, shaping lasting companies and communities for tomorrow, today.
Here's a Budget 2022 preview brought to you by KPMG. Deputy Prime Minister and former Minister for Finance Heng Swee Keat outlined the Singapore Green Plan in his 2021 budget statement. Now, it's a national movement and a whole of society effort to build a sustainable Singapore for all generations. So we're going to talk more about this topic with Mark Addy, tax partner, Energy and Natural Resources, KPMG in Singapore. Mark, ESG, it's growing in importance regionally and globally. But the question here is, how can Singapore differentiate itself through its tax policies?
Well, the ESG agenda has become a top priority for governments and corporates across the past year. And Singapore has stated its full commitment to accelerating its transition to a low-carbon future. From a tax policy perspective, globally, the EU has really led the way in this area and introduced a range of measures. In the main, however, these measures heavily penalise companies for excessive carbon emissions or plastic usage by imposing tariffs or taxes. Singapore will announce an increase to its carbon tax in budget 2022. But one key issue with opposing additional taxes is that they often find their way back to the end consumer through increased prices of goods or services. Rises should therefore be gradual so that the immediate impact does not hinder economic development or place too high a burden on the consumers. Where Singapore can look to differentiate itself is through combining increased carbon tax with further incentives and support for businesses that invest in ESG initiatives and switch to greener alternatives. What you might refer to as a carrot and stick approach, if you like. There are three initiatives that we would like to see in budget 2022. Firstly, enhanced tax deductions add incentives for property owners, which encourage them to make their buildings more energy efficient. Secondly, grants or tax deductions, which may be offered to companies who undertake environmental studies, to assess their overall carbon footprint or explore ways in which they can become more efficient. And thirdly, incentives for financial institutions could be introduced to encourage more green lending. That could include reduced tax rates on interest income on loans, for example, or for the development of green properties. In summary, tax policy has a critical role to play in helping Singapore achieve its climate targets. A balance between taxes such as the carbon tax and incentives which are robust, measurable, and sustainable should help to ensure that investments are directed into the right areas.
I've been speaking with Mark Addy, tax partner, Energy and Natural Resources, KPMG in Singapore. This Budget 2022 preview is brought to you by KPMG.
Budget Review was brought to you by KPMG. Find out what lies ahead for Singapore's economy as we go from pandemic to endemic at kpmg.com.sg/budget2022.